One of those big day things that I mentioned earlier, you saw on your bulletin, it's today where we're going to recognize John Dick as the first pastor emeritus of Wyoming Baptist Church. Marty is extremely excited about this. John is my friend. He's my mentor. He was twice pastor of this church. A few months ago, some of us began to think about how we might honor John for his service here, and really his service across churches for a career that spanned 40 years, 40 years. He served, of course, here at Wyoming, but elsewhere in Ohio, Massachusetts, and even Michigan. 40 years. And while we were talking about this, how do we honor John? While we were talking about this, someone raised the idea that we recognize him as Pastor Emeritus. Pastor Emeritus. To me, that's perfect. The title Emeritus is most common in the academy, in the university. It's a way of honoring a longtime professor, someone who's dedicated years of their time and energy and life to the school and the community. But I think the idea of an emeritus, you know, works even better in the church. Works even better in the church. So to call John Pastor Emeritus is to say that even though you've retired, John, even though you've retired, we still consider you one of us. We don't want to let you go. You've given us so much of your heart and your soul for so long, and in so many significant and different ways, that your name is sort of synonymous Wyoming Baptist Church. And I can say that as somebody who's not even been here a year, because when I started asking about this place that I was coming to, that was the name. That was the name. So I asked around. I asked around for some stories of your first years here. And every story was about this. By the way, if you didn't know about John, Wyoming Baptist was his very first pastorate back in the late 70s. It became, in some ways, his last most recent pastorate as an interim for the past about 3 years. And so John is sort of bookended. Or maybe I put it, Wyoming Baptist sort of bookended John's ministry. All these stories, though, that were told to me, all the stories were about this. They were about how you loved well. How you loved well. For the past few weeks as a church, we've been going through the Gospel of John and the first letter of John, which is just a little fitting. And front and center in both of these books is this, that Jesus calls us to be, and what he calls us to do is love. Love selflessly, love sacrificially, love without any thought of getting anything back, but also love in ways that force us to think outside the box, force us to really pay attention to the people we love. And that, I think, is the key, John. One of your most amazing gifts is that you do this without even having to think about it. You pay attention to people. I'll give you an example. I asked Sharon, who you just saw up front, I asked Sharon to tell me about your first years here. And this was the very first story she told me. She said, there was a time when she and Greg realized they were going to have to euthanize their husky, a beautiful dog named Nikki. And Sharon told me, even as she was telling me this story this week, she already had tears welling up in her eyes. This was like between 30 and 40 years ago. Still tears. And that sort of just goes to show you something a little bit about Sharon and Greg. Their pets aren't just like family. They really are family. Sharon runs a rescue called For the Love of Kittens. And when I read that, I thought, you know you're serious about animals when you take out God and replace him with kittens. For the love of God? No! But for the love of kittens? Yeah, that's right. Well, the day Sharon and Greg said goodbye to Nikki, John, you and Paula, you showed up on their doorstep. You came in. You sat there. You were there with Sharon. You let her cry. You let her talk about Nikki. You let her talk about how she and Greg had almost lost him one day when he escaped. You let her talk about how Nikki had become part of their family. You let her talk about how she didn't know if they would ever get another dog, because you just can't replace the people you love. And that's the thing. For Greg, for Sharon, losing Nikki was like losing a child, and John, you saw that. You saw that. You knew it. You felt it. And I bet, just like Jesus, you wept that day. You wept. You see, when Sharon told me this story, I realized something. I realized that the people you meet, John, their love becomes your love. Their love becomes your love. There's a reason you're addicted to the Hallmark Channel. And as I came to find out this past Christmas, to those really sappy Christmas movies, all right? Paula's not addicted to those. I always thought that Sarah and I and John and Paula could get together, and Paula and I would go see some action flick, and Sarah and John would watch something like, I don't know, well, Hallmark, for that matter. It just made sense. So it's the same reason also, John, that you wrote a romance novel. I think it's because the people you meet, whether they're in a book or they're in real life, their love becomes your love. The best word to describe this, I think, is compassion. You love so well because you love compassionately. If you break down the word compassion, you get to suffer with, to feel with. And that's John. You feel with people. You feel with them. You feel what they're feeling. So, John, you love well because you don't just love something about somebody else. You actually love them. And that's something that's much, much harder to do. Much harder to do. So to call you Pastor Emeritus is not just to recognize what you've done in the past. It's to say that we want you to keep doing that in the future. We want you to keep teaching us. We want you to keep showing us how to love well. We want you actually, I guess we can be honest, we need you. We need you to show us how to be compassionate like this, because that's Jesus, and we need Jesus. As I said, as many of you know, John began his career as pastor right here at Wyoming in 1977. He spent 7 years, 70 years here, but he made friendships that lasted over 40. I remember when I first came to Wyoming last summer, and loads of people began telling me about John and how he began his career, about how he wanted to retire here, and about how he wanted to come back as interim even. And all because there was just something about the community here, John. Just something about the community here. John would tell me that. That's why. So, John, here's the thing. I think there's something about the community here because you and Paula helped make it that way. Your love taught so many of us what it means to love, what it means to care, what it means to show true compassion. And for that, I think we owe both of you a very large debt of gratitude. So John, Paula, if you join me up at the front, I think Shirley is going to join us too. We have a little token of our appreciation, a little memorabilia for your office. Consider it the Academy Award of Pastors. I do have a little explaining to do. If you think there's nothing on this, that's because there isn't. We thought about a certificate, and every single certificate I could think of was just drab and screamed out, "This isn't worth it." And so we found this, and it was like on Friday. And so we're going to get it made out, and it's going to look wonderful. All right? But Gary, do your best not to show that there's nothing on it, all right? And so, anyways, John, congratulations, Pastor Emeritus, Wyoming Baptist Church. So, love you. I know. You'll have to give it back. I got to take it. So I think we're going to do a photo op. Another thing we're going to do is we're going to put together this picture that Gary's about to take, and we're going to put a little plaque underneath it, and it's going to say, John Dick, Pastor Emeritus, Wyoming Baptist Church, 2018. And we're going to put it up somewhere, maybe right there, really big. And then we're also going to give you guys a copy of that as well. And so I'll join the other side and we get this big.